T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Dukes and Bell, and glad to have you listening today. Lots of conversation about what's going on at the Olympics, or for that matter, what's not going on. We'll continue talking about teams reporting the camp, including our Falcon report coming up at 5 o'clock. More on the Falcons getting camp started this week. But right now, we want to say good afternoon, as we do on a weekly basis, to Darren Eales, president of Atlanta, who joins us. And Darren, I just, before we get into the ins and outs of the match and looking ahead and all of this stuff, I just want to ask you, how frustrated are you with the way things have played out this season?
Yeah, afternoon, guys. It feels like we must have run over 100 black cats, because, you know, the game on Saturday was a classic example. I thought the players, you know, really came out firing. We had a good chance with Jake very early on, and, you know, just Eric Lopez missed a one-on-one, and we just didn't get that goal that we deserved with our play, and then we got caught in a silly conceding goal on a corner from a set piece, and, you know, we end up losing the game. So, obviously frustrated. It's, you know, another game where we didn't get the win that we were looking for, so, you know, certainly frustrated about it, but, you know, we've got to try and remain positive now. I think Rob Valentino's done a good job in that interim position, and we've got a huge game against Orlando on Friday.
It was great to see Joseph start, and it was even cooler to see Joseph not want to come off the pitch, Darren, which I know has got to warm your heart, but we still got to get him in a position to score. Are we going to see him used a little bit more the way we saw him before Hainsey got here?
Yeah, look, I think with Joseph, I mean, it was great. He got 90 minutes, so, you know, he's had obviously the ACL that we know about, and then the issues when he went to Brazil for the Copa America where he got COVID. So, you know, it's been very stop-start for, you know, 16 months now for Joseph. So for him to get 90 minutes, that was good. And, you know, clearly, Mike, we need the Joseph back that was, you know, the Joseph of old. I think, you know, you see glimpses of it. The 90 minutes is going to help him. And, you know, we're obviously a totally different proposition as a team when we've got Joseph, you know, back as the Joseph we know, running the front line. So I think, you know, for us, I was really encouraged. You know, like you said, it's great to see him wanting to stay on. You know, he got the 90 minutes under his belt, so that's going to help him with his fitness and just generally, you know, going to help him get sharper.
Darren, you've had a lot of success landing some of the guys that you've brought in here, including Almiron and Barco and Pitti. There are rumors out there, and I don't start them, I just talk about them once they're out, that Thiago Almada is another guy that you guys might be pursuing. Is there anything that you can tell Atlanta United listeners about those rumors?
No, nothing specific on the rooms, Carl, but what I would say is, what I spoke to you guys last week is, you know, we're looking to add a piece this window. I think, you know, the likelihood that's going to be an attacking piece, so that's what we'll look to do this window. We have the roster space and the ability to do that. So that's something that, you know, we'll be focused on doing. You know, we need that, you know, that piece there to give us that that extra dimension, I think, in terms of goal scoring. So that's what we'll look for.
Now, not to call shenanigans, Darren, but how many times, Carl, have we talked to Darren and within 24 hours?
Breaking news.
We go and
breaking
get this
news.
Guy. So anyway, there is a lot of heat out there, Darren, about Almeida. And I was watching some of his highlights, and he does, for what it's worth, or hypothetically, he fits into what we've been trying to do here since 2017.
Yeah, look, I mean, we want to get, you know, a piece that's going to be dynamic attacking for us. So, you know, certainly the type of player. I don't know the guy you just mentioned, but, you know, that type of player, sort of the person that we'd be looking to get in. But I think, look, again, you know, remember this is that tough stretch as well, that we've still got our three American players playing with the Gold Cup. You know, Barco's down with Argentina. They've got a big game tomorrow morning against Spain. I think they have to win that game to qualify for the knockout. Otherwise, we'll have Barco back too. So, you know, you think about it, we've got Ezequiel plus Brad Guzan, George Bello, Miles Robinson, who's been fantastic for the U.S. national team. We've got those coming back. you know, we can add another attacking piece as well. I think Marcelino Moreno's been fantastic the last couple of games. You know, he's really shown his class. I think Alan Franco settled in. You've seen him play a couple of games now at the back. So I feel, you know, I feel positive about the direction. Obviously, as you know, we've got a coaching hire that we need to fill as well. So, you know, the reality is it's crazy. And we spoke about this last week. It really is only about a 12-month period. I know it feels like forever, but it's really since we went to the bubble last July that we've had this, you know, this very tricky period in our history. But we've got a chance now to bring those pieces back. And once we have that game against LAFC at home in August, we'll have, I think it's 10 of our next 14 are at home. So we've got a real stretch there that we're going to need to, obviously, because there's a bit of a gap now, put those wins together. But I still have confidence that we can do that this season.
It is Darren Eales with us, guys, as we're trying to get things rolling here on the WadeFord.com hotline with Atlanta United. I know we mentioned it last week. We said it last segment, Darren. Eventually, we're going to look up and we're going to be running out of you know, calendar days to get this thing rolling. When we do get everyone back from the U.S. Men's National Team and we do get everybody healthy, I know Jurgen Damm got in there and it didn't look like he had his usual pep because he tried to, you know, do some ball handling things, didn't work. But when we get everybody out there, when you envisioned this team, you know, back in the offseason, I mean, do you still think this is a team that can do those things that we were able to do in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, and again, you know, we speak about Joseph. You know, we clearly need Joseph back as Joseph. You know, this is, and you know, it's not Joseph's fault. He's had, obviously, the injury and then his recovery, obviously, with the trip down to Brazil and, you know, catching COVID again and that sort of rehabilitation, you know, from that has obviously, you know, going to take time to get him back. But, you know, you think about our team, Mike, and, you know, you think about those pieces back. So, Miles Robinson, there's a linchpin at the back. You think of Joseph at the top scoring the goals like we know he can and we know that's going to come back. You know, with an attacking piece to help with Marcelino Moreno, Ezequiel Barco, you know, we've definitely got the tools there to do the trick. And then, look, the amazing thing we've got is our fan base. And again, we sort of take it for granted, but we had another 67,500 at the game on Saturday. That's our 20th crowd of over 67,000 since we started. And I thought the fans were amazing. Their energy, their positivity. Look, it was a disappointing result, but I thought the fans were incredible. They saw that, you know, the players were putting the effort in there. They were creating the chances. It was, you know, it was just one of those games where we just didn't put them away. So I think with that fact, and then I don't know if you guys saw about Kanye West and the saga. Yes. Then, I mean, just to share with you guys, this is one for the book, because I've never had this. On Friday night at about 10:30 in the evening, I was calling MLS up headquarters to say, look, guys, is it okay if we put Columbus in a different locker room? Because we've got a squatter, quite a high-profile squatter in our visiting locker room. You know, Kanye was, he's recording Donda's album, and he's not moving. So, you know, that's something I'd never thought I'd be doing. But, you know, it just felt like, you know, I thought the crowd were amazing. We had Davido doing the spike, a huge singer from Nigeria that, you know, was doing the golden spike. We had Kanye wandering around in the crowd, you know, with his very strange outfit on. So, you know, it's all that makes Atlanta United great. We just didn't get that result, but I really feel that we're not that far away. And, you know, I'm certainly positive as we bring those pieces back, as we get the new coach in, that, you know, we've got, like I said, 19 games left, over half of the season left. And, you know, we're going to be doing all we can to make sure that we're in the playoffs where we should be.
Darren, did you meet him? Did you talk with him? Or was this just simply his people telling your people, hey, this is what's going to happen?
No, I mean, I just fielded the call late at night Friday and, you know, dealt with the league in terms of the logistics. So, you know, for me, I haven't been down there dealing with the day-to-day. It's been an interesting experience. You know, I think, you know, sort of Phantom of the Opera, like, we've got Kanye who's going to be around now for, I think, the next couple of weeks while he finishes the album. So it's a crazy, crazy situation. But, hey, you know, we got great profile, as you can imagine. Look, he was fantastic. He was in the supporter section. He posted it on his Instagram. You know, and this is what, you know, we love about the club. And, you know, it's the way our supporters, the city, has embraced the club. You know, we try to reflect the, you know, all the idiosyncrasies of our amazing city. And I think this is just another one that goes to the sort of folklore that is, you know, Atlanta United and their games. And it's certainly one that I'll always remember.
Yeah, I mean, so basically, guys, we joked around about that Baker Mayfield series of commercials where he's living in the stadium, the Browns stadium. So Kanye literally is, how did this just happen? As you said, Darren, like a squatter, it just occurs and now it's all, everyone's just kind of pivoting around Kanye at Mercedes-Benz.
Well, I mean, look, I think, you know, he's got the muse and he's in, you know, he's in that moment where he's in a great place. He's got his recording studio in the visiting locker room. he's loving it. We got 10 beds. We had to pop down to IKEA and get 10 beds brought in. And, you know, he's going to finish the album. And obviously, we've come to an arrangement that's satisfactory for everybody. So have at it.
Yeah. You know what the arrangement is? How much is it going to cost me? Cut the check. It's Dukes and Bell.
Well, you know what, Arthur? Carl, we've talked about losing revenue in the NFL. We're going to make it up with Kanye.
Mike, you and I couldn't go squat down at the visitor's locker room without us costing us something. All right. I got to ask you this, Darren, as we continue to move forward. And how far along are you guys in this managerial search? Give me a number. Are you close? Are you midway point? Are you just, is this thing just starting? Should fans not anticipate anything for a while?
No, look, I mean, we've always said that we wanted to move quickly because, as I said, we're in the middle of a season that we can be competitive. So this isn't similar to last year where totally different circumstances with COVID in terms of, you know, available managers on the scene at that time. So we want to move quickly. We want to do our due diligence. So there's not a set time frame per se, Carl, but it's going to be sooner rather than later. This isn't something where we're talking about months.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.